Well, Jared, a brilliant result today. You must be delighted with that.
Ah, delighted, Kenny. It's a massive result for the club, to be honest, because we'd never really been this far before. We went down, and the conditions today were atrocious, to be honest. And I think only for the fact that we had travelled down as far as that, the game could well have been off. The pitch was that poor, but it was really a matter, Kenny, of just digging the result out. There was no real pretty football played or anything like that, because you couldn't in the conditions. But overall, it was just a matter of digging the result out and getting there, getting in the next round, which is all we wanted, really.
Yeah, I know the goal came late, but before that, was there any chances for either team, or what kind of, you know, was there any...
nothing major, Kenny, to be honest. Mikey Freel, who played up front alongside me, he had a fairly decent chance in the first half. Now, in fairness, the big defender made a very good block. And then Jared Boyle had a glancing header in the second half that hit the bar. And to be honest, they had very few sort of clear-cut chances. It was a game of few chances anyway, I think, because of the conditions. But overall, I'd say we probably shaded it that way. So yeah. the goal was probably coming towards the end, to be honest.
Yeah, and when there is conditions like that and you're away from home, I think a team can all stick together better. It must have been great to get a goal, and especially such a late goal in the game. Calvin Geller with the goal.
Absolutely. Calvin scored direct from a corner, and the timing of the goal, there was only 5 minutes left at that time. It was great. It was a great relief, because you know yourself, when you go to extra time, anything can happen, really, and you could end up in penalties, and then it's a lottery, really. So I think, and we said it at half-time, no disrespect to Rosemount, they were a decent enough side, but we'd been bitterly disappointed not they actually won the game. So we were just delighted to get over the line, because that's really what it's all about in them cup competitions. And now we have a home draw in the next round, so it's great for the club.
Yeah, brilliant for the club, and especially any supporters that made it down. And I'm sure your manager, probably he's probably over the moon. He would have been tense on the sideline.
He's delighted. He's delighted, Kenny. You know him as well as I do. He's delighted. And in fairness to Stephen, he's put a lot of work in, you know, over the last... He's been there now a year and a half or so back at the club, and you can see that it's hard work is sort of bearing fruit at the minute, and a lot of these younger boys are coming in. And again, and I spoke about it on Thursday night with Jermot on Highland as well. The younger boys and the subs now, the bench is a lot stronger than it used to be. And again, today we had Derek O'Connor coming on, and we had Calvin coming on, and big Aaron McDade came on, and every one of them, all three of them, made a big impact. And that's what it's about. Like, it's a squad game at the end of the day.
That's brilliant. And there's three Donegal teams in that FAA Cup this week, two Inishowen teams, and of course Greencastle of the Holders playing tomorrow. So it's exciting times.
It is indeed, Kenny. And hopefully Greencastle can go on tomorrow, and Kildrum as well, because it's great for Donegal. The more teams we have in it, all the better. And hopefully they can go and do the business tomorrow.